President Barack Obama is leading the nation in remembering Ted Kennedy, calling him one of the greatest senators of our time. He says Kennedy was the defender of a dream.
His extraordinary life on this earth has come to an end. An extraordinary good that he did lives on.
The president says America may never see his like again. A veteran lawmaker who left a lasting imprint on all aspects of life in the United States, from health care to civil rights to education.
His ideas and ideals are stamped on scores of laws and reflected in millions of lives.
Mr. Obama was in the senator's home state when he died, not far from the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. There had been indications that the two might meet during the Obama family vacation in Martha's Vineyard. Instead, the president found himself talking to the nation about the loss of a man known as the liberal lion of the Senate.
The Kennedy name is synonymous with the Democratic Party. And at times, Ted was the target of partisan campaign attacks. But in the United States Senate, I can think of no one who engendered greater respect or affection from members of both sides of the aisle.
In his brief remarks, the president made clear he sees the death of Ted Kennedy as a personal loss. Kennedy was a mentor during his early days in the United States Senate and was an early and avid booster of his presidential campaign.
Over the past several years, I've had the honor to call Teddy a colleague, a counselor, and a friend. And even though we have known this day was coming for some time now, we awaited it with no small amount of dread.
Senator Kennedy died early Wednesday at his Massachusetts home. The last surviving brother of former President John Kennedy was 77. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.